Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, what's going on, guys? This is Al. Appreciate you guys dialing in, tuning in. Yeah, so it's the book club today, right? You know? I appreciate you guys that listen in, and, you know, I'm glad that you guys listen in and that we show some of the bullet points of these books, you know, these life-changing books, you know, just the summaries, just a brief little summary on these books. And, you know, hopefully you guys go out and purchase these books. But today, as far as the book club of Power to Believe book club, we're doing Change Your Brain, Change Your Life. And I've been knowing about this book for a little while. I actually never even read the book, so I actually got it and, you know, read through it and got some of the summary points here for you guys. So, you know, Change Your Brain, Change Your Life. You know, a guy named Daniel Amen, he actually created this book here. And I'll get into a brief summary of the book. And but, you know, we need to understand the power of our own brains. You know, that's the main reason I got this book and we agreed on it. It's because, you know, our brains actually run our life. You know, the brain is like a computer. You know, you install software on the brain and it runs that software. I mean, you install software on the computer, you know, and the computer runs whatever software you install on it. So you can install slow software or you can install fast software. You know, a lot of people listening, they have computers that's slow right now, and, you know, because they got slow software on there. They can go to the store and get Geek Squad or somebody to download some fast software on that slow computer, and they run a lot faster. You know, and our life and our results really show us what we program for. You know, and so if we got good results, then that's what's programmed in our mind. That's why this book is so important. You know, I think Change Your Brain, Change Your Life. Because if we believe, it really goes into a lot about beliefs. You know, if you think about beliefs, just think about something that you believed 3 years ago that today you wouldn't even share with anybody. You know, and what caused you to stop believing that? Well, you start to doubt. You start to doubt whatever that was. And, you know, it helps about also that we need to start using doubt to our advantage. You know, instead of doubting that we can do the big things that we want to do in our life, we should start using doubt to our advantage. We should start asking ourselves, why wouldn't this happen for me? You know, why wouldn't this happen that fast? Or why wouldn't it happen this year? You know, why couldn't I find the soulmate of my dreams this year? You know, why can't I make an extra $50,000 this year on the side of my job in some business that I don't even know that exists right now? Why couldn't that happen for me? You know, we can start using doubt to our advantage and start questioning the things that's limiting in our lives and go out in the physical world and look for examples and look for proof that other people have done it, you know, if you need that kind of proof. So, you know, just a little side note, and I just really know that everybody that's listening, and including myself, you know, that the way that we're living right now is basically based on the beliefs that we have. You know, a lot of people say, well, how do I know what I believe? Well, look at your life. You know, where do you work? Where do you play? What do you earn? No matter what we say, it's a clear indication of what we believe, you know, at this point in time. So if we're where we want to be and we see that we're making progress, and that's great, you know, but if you're not where you want to be in your relationships or financially or whatever, then, you know, that's what we believe, you know, at a deep unconscious level. And the world of results show us what we believe. And that's a good thing, because if it's something that we don't like, then that shows us what's programmed in our minds. In this book, Change Your Brain, Change Your Life, it shows us what's programmed, and we can just go in there and reprogram ourselves through a 90-day period, which we'll talk a little bit about as well. So let me go ahead and get into a brief summary of the book review. It talks about how your brain is the hardware of your soul. You cannot be who you really want to be unless your brain is working right. And it's a thought-provoking quote from Daniel Amen. Like I said, he's in New York's Best Times bestseller book, Change Your Brain, Change Your Life. He also, Daniel is a clinical neuroscientist, child and adolescent psychiatrist, and the medical director of the Amen Clinic for Behavioral Medicine in Fairfield, California. So he has his own clinic. Dr. Amen has received numerous awards from the American Psychiatric Association and the Baltimore DC Institute for Psychoanalysts and the U.S. Army. So Dr. Amen is a nationally recognized expert on the relationship between the brain and our behavior and the attention deficit disorder, ADD. He also is the author of several other books, including Windows into ADD, Mind and Firestorms in the Brain. So Change Your Brain, Change Your Life provides evidence that many of the major psychological disorders in our lives are related to how specific structures operate in our brains. So Dr. Amen goes to argue that not only can we change our brain to become healthier, we can change can become achieved on our own. Though he is not advocating the obliteration of certain institutions of psychiatry or self-help books, he is simply arguing in this book that our modern problems can be prevented with discipline, you know, using the brain as a discipline. And he also argues that what is most important in developing a healthy mind is living a healthy lifestyle. One can adapt their life to reserve or prevent a problem before it happens and before significant medical help is needed. The idea is what is so revolutionary about this book is that he advocates the true healthcare philosophy rather than culture's traditional sick care philosophy. So a healthy brain must be kept up through provocative approaches and non-reactive approaches. This is another interesting idea he talks about in the book as well that I really think about. Now, if you guys go back to the movie The Matrix, you know, when Morpheus, I don't know if you guys remember part one, the first movie, The Matrix, you know, Morpheus was asking Neo, he said, you know, he said, how do I know this is real? You know, how do I know all this is real? And then Morpheus asked him, like, what is real? He's like, it's what I see, what I'm looking at. That's how I know it's real. He's like, well, if that's reality, if that's what you know is real, then reality is nothing but the perceptions that we see through our eyes. Reality is nothing but electrical impulses that our brain receives from, you know, from what our eyes view. And what he talks about in this book, which is really interesting, is that we don't see with our eyes. You don't see with your eyes. You know, you see with your brain. If you think about it. And, you know, what we're seeing right now is actually just light. Like everything we see is 99% light, you know, and our eyes just reflect to the brain what, you know, the light senses that's out in our material world. So we actually see with our brains is what I'm trying to say. Our eyeballs is just a tool, you know, that the brain uses to interpret what we see. So we're actually seeing with our brains, not our eyes, which is pretty interesting. And let's go back through some more of these notes. Okay, Dr. Amen's research in therapy is backed up by the state-of-art brain scanning technology that he uses to assess the health of individuals' brains. Throughout the book, Amen provides prescriptions to treat disorders that include physiological techniques and adjustments in lifestyle and diet. The brain scans he performed enable one to peer into the health of their brain. So basically he has this clinic, you know, that he owns, and all the clients that's been coming through, you know, he's been using, just documenting all the clients that's been coming through. So, you know, that's actually what helped him create this book as well. And some more of these notes. Okay, he talks about the prefrontal cortex is the supervisor of the brain that is responsible for keeping you focused, makes plans, impulse control, and decision making. I think we was talking about that before. We was talking about the power of meditation. You know, we was talking about the power of your frontal lobe or the prefrontal cortex. You know, it strengthens that. So he talks about that as well. He does talk about the power of meditation and how, you know, he talks about the power of habits as well. So when we talking about change your brain, change your life, you know, he talks about the power of habits. So he was saying that our habits are stored in our subconscious mind. And when we try to do something and it's hard for us to do, you know, it's because in our conscious minds, you know, we don't have that habit. It's not the habit of doing something wrong or doing something bad is stored in our subconscious mind. So he was talking about the whole 90 days, how we can actually reprogram our brain to believe or whatever we want, or to ingrain a new habit. And he talks about in the mind and the brain, actually, it's a neural network. It's like 100 billion, like you have 100 billion neural networks in your own brain. And these networks actually move like branches. Like when you create a new habit, like one of the neurons actually move and go to another part of the brain, another neuron. You know, so like our brains, when we say, like when he talks about rewiring your brain in the book, like your brain actually, like things actually move in the brain. It's not just electricity going all over the place. You know, neurons actually can move, like they move around in the brain when you're creating a new habit. So, so he talks about that, and he talks about the power of habits and, you know, how willpower is not going to help you. So if you're really trying to create a new habit, if you're trying to quit smoking, for example, that's a bad habit to, you know, it's a bad habit, and a lot of people want to change it. So he was saying, you know, if you're in the habit of smoking, you're really going to have to study the brain and how new habits are created. So he goes to talk about how, you know, people can change instantly, or if they don't believe that that's possible, then they can do the whole 90-day process where you basically just do something for 90. If you do something for 90 days, then what are you saying? You'll be doing it for the rest of your life, you know, as far as creating new habits. Demonstrate. Okay, he also talks about our body in general, how we all have 100 trillion cells in our body, and how when we focus on something, those 100 trillion cells, you know, go out into the universe to help us, you know, create whatever we want. And, you know, 100 trillion cells, that's a huge number. And let me tell you how huge it is from what he was saying, that 100 trillion cells that we all have to help us, you know, change our brain, to help change our life. Let me tell you how big the number is. If you tried to count to 100 trillion, it would, guess how many years it would take you? It would take you over 20 million years to count to 100 trillion. So that's how big it is. Isn't that crazy? 20 million years. I was just thinking about that, like, wow, that's crazy. You know, so that's a huge number. So that's the power that we have to help, you know, change our brains, to change our life. And so that's pretty much what the book was talking about. You know, whatever keeps showing up in our life at this point, you know, whether it's, you know, relationships, business, money, whatever, it's all a direct reflection of what's programmed in our minds. Like he was talking about how, like I was saying before, it's like software. You know, so if we don't like the results we have, you know, we can't go and if we don't like the apple tree we planted, you know, we can't go and just try to put oranges on this apple tree. You know, we have to go into the root. He talks a lot about the subconscious mind, of course. And we have to go into the root cause and change the root. So if we have an apple tree and we don't like the apples, instead of keep putting oranges on the apple tree and keep watching them fall down and new apples grow and you keep being frustrated, he was saying we need to dig up the orange tree, or the apple tree, dish it out and plant new seeds of orange tree. And then, you know, our problems will be fixed because we won't have any more apples growing out of, you know, we'll have an orange tree, which is what we wanted. So he's just talking about, you know, going into the digging deeper your subconscious mind and creating new habits. I think we talked about this before in January when we did the subconscious mind series. You know, he's basically talking about the brain is most receptive in the first 15 minutes and the last 15 minutes of the day. So if we're trying to quit smoking, then we would imagine ourselves, you know, as a non-smoker. And, you know, you would do other things too, like wear the patch, you know, do some things, use some resources that's out here in the world. But he really was talking about how we need to use our mind's eye, which is really important. He's talking about the, I don't know if you guys ever heard of the pineal gland. You know, Egyptians understood this a whole lot. If you guys go back or if you Google right now, the pineal gland Egyptian or Egypt, you know, you'll see a lot of hieroglyphics showing the eye, the all-seeing eye. And basically it's a part in our brains, like right about here. That's why you see a lot of Indians. They have like the red dot in the middle of their forehead. That's symbolizing or giving homage to the pineal gland, because the pineal gland was actually something that was perceived of to be of high intelligence, people that was really producing results, you know, most likely was tapping into that pineal gland, you know, which is your inner eye. So he was saying if we see it in our mind's eye, like the brain don't know the difference between, our brains don't know the difference between whether we're doing something or, you know, or if it's really happening in the real world. All it knows is what we're giving it. So he's talking about a study back in the 80s, how I think it was NASA, not NASA, but it was a study they did on athletes. You know, they had these athletes that were studying, that was training for the Olympics. And they had like four sets, eight groups of eight athletes. So they had four that was actually training, you know, in the gym, running on the track. And then they had the other four just simply run the exercises in their brain, in their minds, you know. And what was strange was the athletes that was in the gym, you know, pumping iron, you know, running the track, you know, doing their, you know, training. They had, they had the athletes that would just sit there and imagine doing these things in their mind. And guess what happened? What was strange was the athletes that was just seeing these things in their mind, seeing themselves clearly training, seeing themselves practicing, seeing themselves winning, seeing themselves running. What was strange was they actually performed just as good or better than the athletes who was actually in the gym, was actually training, and, you know, that was actually out there. See what I'm saying? He was really getting deep in his book, Change Your Brain, Change Your Life, about how the brain doesn't know the difference between us imagining, like when you imagine something, go ahead and imagine something right now that you want or whatever. You know, when you imagine that, some of you guys may imagine, you know, traveling somewhere or your ideal mate or furniture in your house or, you know, getting that business client or whatever. You know, the brain don't know the difference between that being true or that being a reality. Because remember, we don't see with our eyes, we see with our mind. You know, like everything I'm looking at right now is what I'm seeing in my own mind. And what you're seeing right now is what your mind is perceiving to you. You know, because our eyes just take in light, you know, from the outside world. Like everything is made up of 99% light. Now I'm getting into meta quantum physics and all that, but, you know, so the brain doesn't know the difference. So if we're, that's why he talks a lot about visualization as well in this book. You know, when we're visualizing the life that we want to live or the life that we accept that we already have, visualization is powerful because if this is true, which it is, but I'm just saying for the doubters, if it's true that we, that the mind doesn't know the difference between us visualizing something or us seeing something, it just takes whatever we're imagining as real, then the power of visualization is very powerful because if we're visualizing, if we're seeing things, if we're seeing our bank account with a certain number in it, even though we go on bankofamerica.com and we may see a lower balance, but if we go on bankofamerica.com every single day and throughout the day and be conscious, or Wells Fargo, whatever account you have, and you constantly picture the amount you want to see in there, you see, and you, the brain don't know the difference. So it's thinking that, you know, you may see a balance of $2,000, but you may see $2 million in there. You know, you may have that on a vision board. The brain don't know the difference. So what's going to end up happening is if we do this consistently from what he was saying in the book to help change your brain, change your life, is that the brain has something in a system called the RAC, the reticular activating system. So in a reticular activating system, it starts to go out there and you start to notice things that match up with that goal or with what you already believe that you receive. So let me give you an example. Some of you guys have bought cars in the past, right? And you never noticed that car at all. You know, you really didn't notice it. But then when you got it, everybody got the car. I know I do that with my new Lexus. It's like when I got the Lexus, I was like, man, you know, I really didn't see that many Lexuses. But, you know, even when I drive now, I'm like, damn, everybody got a Lexus. You know, it's not true, obviously, but it's just, I just see them everywhere, you know, and it's just how it is, you know. So when we focus on that goal, you're looking at that bank account as an example, that balance, and you keep imagining it, you know, with emotion. And he talks about the only way we can change these things is with emotion. So we just can't imagine the bank balance and just look at it and say, I have $2 million in the bank. We got to put some emotion behind it. We got to put some fire behind it. You know, that's how we, because we communicate to our universe, you know, to God through our feelings and our emotions. So he was saying that when you're imagining something with emotion, we just can't imagine it. That's not really going to do nothing but give us a clear picture. But we gotta imagine, and it's all about the way we feel. You know, the whole point of this is to create some type of feeling like we already have it, whether it's speaking, you know, visualization or declarations, vision board. The whole point is to create some kind of feeling that you feel like you already have it. So that's what he was talking about in the book. And so through visualization, you're looking at that bank account and you keep imagining it like you already have it, and you imagine how that feels, the brain will start to show you certain things. Like you'll drive past the same store that you've been driving past for the last year, and then all of a sudden you'll see a sign that says something that matches up with your goal. And you're like, you know what? I done drove by this store every single day. I done came in this store every single week, and I never noticed that book right there, that they were selling books right there that match up with your goal, right? That's how it works. You know, that's how it works. When we start to visualize what we accept that we already have or what we want, the brain starts to show us things that we didn't see before because we wasn't really focusing on it. Now, another point that he talks about in the book that's powerful, he talks about how our brain processes like billions of bits of information at a time, right? Every second or every minute. But our conscious minds can only take in like a few thousand. So our brain is consciously processing billions of bits of information, you know, all the time. But our conscious minds, we only aware of only like, you know, thousands of bits of information. So he was saying it's really important to find a focus. You know, no matter what, you know, we need to find a focus on and get clear about what it is we want if we're going to change our brain to change our life. You know, we got to get crystal clear about what it is we want. So, you know, when we're out in the physical world, our brain can, make us aware of certain things that we want so we can change our life, but that comes through the power of focus. You know, we can't sit up here and say, I want a house in California. You know, we need to say, I want a house in Malibu, in the East District of Malibu, on, you know, Paline Street. You know, they may have a few houses for sale over there, or houses may always be for sale. And I wanted 3,000, you know, 4,000 square feet. Like he was saying, we got to get crystal clear. You know, we got to stop being vague with our outcomes, with our dreams and our goals. We can't be vague anymore. We got to be really clear, you know, from what he was saying in the book, because the brain really operates off clarity. You know, really operates off us really being clear about what we want. So whatever it is that you know, seeking as an outcome, you know, I dare you to just try it. You know, think about everything that you done wrote down that you say you're going to achieve in 2015. You may think you're clear about it. You may say, well, I want to be married. Okay, that's great. That's still vague, though. Married to who? You know, how tall is he? How tall is she? What ethnic background is she? You may say, well, they could be any background, but, you know, what he was saying is we need to get crystal clear. Like, you may want him to be in any background, be the black, white, or whatever, but just choose. Like, if you, like he was talking about in the book, if we had a magic genie that just would give us our every wish, you know, a lot of people wouldn't even, would still be, if we had a genie come down right now and say, hey, I'll give you exactly what you want, just tell me. A lot of people would still be mad with what they received because what they would tell the genie would be some vague stuff, like, well, send me a good man so I can be married. You know, like, no, he was talking about we need to get crystal clear. I mean, what type of income does this person have? Where do they work? See what I'm saying? You may not know, but just write it out. Like, he works at HP. He makes $100,000 a year. He's Asian or black or whatever. You know, he comes from a family of married, you know, like, from two married people. I mean, we got to get crystal clear is what he was saying. That's what I really take from the book. You know, even in my own outcomes, you know, I'm about to reevaluate my own outcomes. You know, I think I'm pretty clear, but I can be clear, you know, even with my own outcomes for 2015. And so are you just talking about the power of clarity when a lot of people don't get what they want because they don't know what they want. They think they do. You know, a lot of people say, I want to make more money. When I hear stuff like that, I'd be like, what is that? You know, more money? Like, here's a dollar. Okay, you want more money? I'll give you a dollar. Now you got more than what you asked for. Now you're still complaining. See what I'm saying? More money, I gave you a dollar. That's more than what you had. So don't say more money. Get what amount? You know, $5,000 a month, $10,000 a month? What amount of money? You know, I want to be rich. What does that mean? Do you even know your ideal net worth? I want to be rich. What does that mean to you? You know, that's what I'm saying. He just, you know, was talking about all these little cliches that people use. You know, I want the good life. What does that mean? You know, I mean, what does that mean? We need to put this down on paper. You know, we need to be clear about what these things mean and stop having a lot of ambiguity in our life, you know, all this vagueness, you know, because when we do get really clear, then that's like the number one and one of the first steps he was talking about in us changing our brain to change our life. Because if we're clear about what we want and we're taking actions on that and we feel with emotion, quote unquote, that we have these things already, then we're taking the very initial steps to help us, you know, create the life that we intend. You know, so, yeah, I appreciate you guys listening in. This is Al. It's the Power of the Book Club. Power to Believe Book Club, you know, change your brain, change your life. You know, we just kind of were reviewing some issues, some main topics of the book. So I appreciate you guys listening in. Make sure you guys check out the website. How to change my life.org. howtochangemylife.org and, you know, subscribe to the YouTube channel and listen to some of the audios, you know, share it. We got share buttons on there. You guys can share it. If any of the audios really stick out to you, then just share it with somebody. You know, it's free. You can download it. You can download some of the audios. I have links on the site where you can download it instantly, but if, until you guys, until we put all the download links on there, just go to clipconverter.cc and just paste that link in there, and then you guys can download it as an MP3. But I'll have buttons on the site where you guys can instantly download it. But so this is Al. I appreciate you guys listening in. You guys enjoy the rest of your Friday evening. It's getting a little dark around here myself where I'm at. So you guys have a great rest of your Friday. Thanks for listening in. All right.